Peace.
We're going to do it. Well, no, that's a good question, actually. We're going to do it right at the start of the service, okay?
I thought it was a tactical character.
Well, it could be the only four.
Good morning. I looked at the microphone down there and I thought, I know I've reduced in inches over the years, but I'm still not quite that low, and that's good for the children, so I'll stand here as a taller grown-up. Just to say welcome to our worship this morning. I must confess, I'm just holding the piece of paper. Everybody else has done the preparation. I've been away all week and got back yesterday afternoon, late afternoon. So I put my computer on and it spewed out all the stuff. So thank you to everybody who, in my absence, organised, found, copied, printed and did everything. So I can't really say what's happened in the week because I haven't been here. But I did see a notice that went up when I saw the pictures that the Christmas Fest was a great success. So again, I think, as Christine said in the notices, thank you to absolutely everybody who rose to the occasion and helped on the Tuesday night. I understand it was a bit miserly, but if it was miserly with you, it was very miserly with me in the Lake District. But so thank you to all that were involved during the week. The notices have gone through, so please do read the screen or pick a copy up on the way out. Richard's leading our service this morning with help from the young people. But Stephen, who's on his way down to Folkestone very shortly for a couple of days on one of his visits, asked me to announce to make draw your attention to the fact that the Wednesday Advent study is going to, which is on the Wednesday night, is going to be in the prayer room here, because the good news is there are too many people to fit into the lounge at the manse, not enough chairs to go round. So Stephen asked me to point out, in case you'd forgotten, that the prayer study would be here in church, assuming he gets back from Folkestone, but it will happen, whatever, be here in church for the study group. And now I ask Richard to leave us in our Advent service for the second Sunday in Advent.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. I've got my Christmas jumper on, so Christmas must be coming. And we're going to start off by our young people have been at breakfast church this morning, and we're going to start off with them showing us what have you been making at breakfast church.
Yes.
Okay. You're going to show us how we do it? You've all got one, have you? Oh, we got three out of four. That's not bad. So can somebody, do you want to take them round to show people?
Yes.
Okay. So this is an Advent stick. Okay. And can you see how the baby on a peg moves up the stick or down the stick? Oh dear. Hey, and when everybody's shown them, you can bring them to the front. Okay, so come to the front, okay? And as you'll all have seen, as you go up or down, the baby starts at the top,
yeah.
And then as Advent goes through, it goes down through all the different days until it gets to 24, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what's important about 24?
It's the day before Christmas.
So we just have 25.
So it helps us to work our way through Christmas, through Advent to Christmas, doesn't it? And we can also do that with our Christmas candles. So we're going to light our Advent candles now. Okay? Unfortunately, we haven't got this on the screen, so I'm going to do the bit for all of the congregation. Okay? But, Elizabeth, are you going to start?
Today we light the second Advent candle for peace, remembering the promise of the one called the Prince of Peace, Jesus said.
What did Jesus say, Kate? Kate!
Peace I leave with my peace.
With you.
With you. My peace I give you, don't give to as the world gives Do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not be afraid.
Brilliant. Well done. Okay. You going to light the candle, Kate?
No, it's me.
Yeah, sorry, Elizabeth.
That's better.
Can I have a go?
We just got one candle. Okay, now it's Alex's go, isn't it?
Yeah.
May the flame of these candles.
May the flame of these candles remind us that your peace is not just the absence of conflicts, but the presence of your love and justice.
Brilliant. And Theo, are you going to finish? Come, Prince of Peace.
Come, Prince of Peace.
Thank you so much. Now I want you to help me in this one. We're going to sing a very old hymn, a hymn that people have sung for years and years and years. But I want you to look at the verse. What is the hymn about? Can you see the verse? Can you see what the first line says? So what's it about? What season is it? It's about
winter.
And what's winter like?
Snow, ice, and it's very cold.
It's very cold, isn't it? What do you think it means when it says water's like a stone?
Because the ice is so hard and thick.
So we're going to sing a song about how cold it is at winter, okay? And people have been singing this song for a long time. And when we've sung it, I'm going to ask you about the last verse as well. So the fourth verse is the last verse. So you listen out for the last verse. Let's sing together, In the Bleak Midwinter.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind may moan, acid hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow. In the bleak long ago, heaven cannot hold him, nor earth sustain. Heaven and earth shall flee away when he comes to reign. In the bleak midwinter, stable place abides. God the Lord Almighty, Jesus Christ. Angels and archangels may have gathered there. Seraphim throng the air, but his mother only in her maiden bliss worship the beloved with a kiss.
Okay, this is the verse to look at.
What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were
Thank you. Please be seated. Okay? So this is the last verse, okay? It's about the different gifts that people gave to Jesus. So from here, can you see what it was that the shepherds gave to Jesus? What did the shepherds give Jesus?
A lamb.
A lamb. And can you remember, it's not on here, but can you remember what the wise men gave to Jesus? Yeah?
Myrrh, gold
and frankincense, that's right, isn't it? So they gave them very fancy gifts. Now, what would you need if it was cold?
Jacket.
You'd need a jacket, wouldn't you? What you'd like if it was cold?
Warm things.
So what we've done today is we've asked people to bring warm clothes into the church so that we can give them to people that don't have any warm clothes. Is that a good idea at Christmas? Yeah? So we've got lots of warm clothes, and they're all out in the back of the church, and we'd like you to bring them in bags to the front so we can all see them. Is that good? Yeah? Bring them down the front. There we go. Oh, some of them are heavy, aren't they? Let's give you a hand with that one. Oh, that's a heavy one. Yep. That's right. We'll put that in there. Okay. There we go. Look at all these warm clothes. Okay, they're all in bags. Right. Cool, they're still coming. Isn't that brilliant? Okay. Oof, oof, oof. That's brilliant. Hey, shall I take that one? There's more coming. Wow.
Okay.
Well done. That's the last one. Okay. Now, we're not going to have a look at everything that's here, but maybe we could look at some of the things. What's that?
A hat.
A hat. So someone's got a nice warm hat for Christmas. What's that? It's a jumper. It's a lovely warm jumper, isn't it? Hey? Wasn't actually what I was expecting it to be. I think that's what I was expecting it to be. What's that?
Scarf.
I think that's a long scarf, isn't it, to wrap around yourself. Hey? So these are all going to people to keep them warm this Christmas. Do you think they'll like them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So on behalf of the people who are going to receive these, could you say a big thank you to the congregation? Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for being so generous. Thank you, everybody, for bringing warmth into lives this Christmas. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we're now going to sing a song that's been requested by one of you guys. Okay? It's called Little Donkey. Okay? So we're going to sing Little Donkey now.
Little donkey on the dusty road, got to keep on plodding onwards with your precious load. Been a long time, little donkey, through the winter's night. Don't give up now, little donkey, Bethlehem's in sight. Ring out those bells tonight, Bethlehem, Bethlehem. Follow that star tonight, Bethlehem, Bethlehem. God,
fault, a little donkey, there's a star ahead. It will guide you, little donkey, to a cattle shed. Ring out those bells tonight, Mary safely on her way. Mary safely on her way.
God of love, we thank you for being with us while we're all united together. Bless us who remain in worship now, and bless our children who've so improved our experience of this Christmas. And as we leave, we thank them for all they give to us. Amen. I'll leave that up to your mums. You're more than welcome to stay if you want to, from our perspective. I'm afraid Jingle Bells isn't on there. Let's just share a word of prayer. God of love, we look forward to you coming down into our lives. We just gather ourselves to pause as we will hear the Christmas story told once more. We'll sing familiar carols. We'll hear familiar readings. But bless us with a sense of newness and anticipation, a sense that your words are not just buried in history, but speak to us in the present and for the future. And as we approach this Christmas, let us look for new insights, new wonders, new miracles, at this season of joy and hope and peace and love. Amen. Before we move on to the rest of the service, I just wanted to say a few words of clarification about these gifts. Some of you may be aware of this. These are being collected by the Rotary in Poynton, primarily for distribution to asylum seekers and refugees at the Britannia Hotel. The reason we chose the form of wording in the notices, which was for local families, is because when the Rotary started promoting this campaign, they started unmasking antagonism within the community, and there was a feeling that making that public was actually making it worse for people at the hotel. It's a sad world, to my mind, where that can happen. And I've had a chat with Stephen, and I've had a chat with Christine, who's organised this. We are convinced that as a congregation, we at least should acknowledge where these gifts are really going. I don't have the political solutions to how we manage the population within our aisles. But even if we don't have the political solutions, we can still recognise human need where it exists. We can still recognize people that, like Jesus and Mary and Joseph, have no home. We can still recognize people who've had to flee from where they lived because of the threat they see to their lives. Nobody wants to leave their home. People are forced to leave their home. And when they do, we want to offer them the support we can. So thank you for your gifts, and thank you for supporting people in need this Christmas. We're going to read through the Christmas story from the perspective of Luke. Not all of Luke, but just the selected snippets. So let's start with Luke's memory of the Annunciation. Luke 1, chapters 26 to 38.
Birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word be to me, may your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
Let's sing about the Annunciation with a beautiful carol, "The Angel Gabriel from Heaven Came," hymn 187.
Favored lady, Lord.
Gentle Mary meekly bowed her head. To me be as it pleaseth God, she said. My soul shall Lord and magnify his holy name. Most highly favored lady, Gloria. Of her Emmanuel the Christ was born in Bethlehem. Christian folk throughout the world will ever say, most highly favored lady, Gloria.
And we'll now hear Luke's account of the birth of Jesus.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
Let's sing again. See him lying on a bed of straw. See him lying on a bed of straw. And an open door, Mary hailing in the stagey door, the prince of glory was his name. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem, to see the Lord of glory again. Just as ill as on the table then, the prince of glory when he came. Star of silver sweep across the skies, show that Jesus in the manger lies. Shepherd swiftly from your stupor rise, see the Saviour of the world. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem, to see the Lord of love again. Just as poor as was the stable then, the prince of glory was he came. Angels, sing again the song you sang. Sing the story of God's gracious plan. Sing that Bethlehem's little baby can be the Saviour of us all. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem, to see the Lord of love again. Just as poor as was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. Mine are riches from your poverty, from your innocence eternity.
mine forgiveness by your death for me, child of sorrow for my joy. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord of love again. Just as poor as was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came.
We're now going to hear the story of the shepherds, followed by a short imaginative piece that I've written, which will lead on to the next hymn, Unannounced. So Luke 2, chapters 8 to 20.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to all those whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Amen.
I remember it well. It was a cold night. Blooming cold. I didn't want to be there. I didn't want to be a shepherd. The other lads didn't want to be there. They didn't want to be shepherds either. A shepherd was what you did if no one would employ you to do anything else. They didn't employ us because they didn't trust us. We were, on reflection, a pretty rough bunch. Some of us had a record as petty criminals. But most of us, like me, had just done something stupid. Something that the community thought was dishonorable or shameful. One silly mistake, and you end up at midnight in a cold field as a shepherd for the rest of your life. Bethlehem was a small place, and people have long memories. Don't ask me to make sense of what happened that night. You ask any one of the lads and they will tell you a different story. Somebody remembers a bright light in the sky. Somebody remembers voices. One of them remembers singing. Old Bert, he remembers angels. But then Bert's like that, isn't he? Somehow, the group decided that something special was going to be happening in town that night. We left a couple of the younger lads in charge of the flock and went in to Bethlehem. I remember thinking it was daft. If we didn't know what we were looking for, how on earth would we know how to find it? Turned out, it wasn't a problem. It was one of the darkest nights I've ever known. Bethlehem's a small place. And at that time in the morning, there was only one light on in the village. In an animal shed. Who on earth wastes oil lighting an animal shed? Well, we went in to find out. And I've said we were a pretty rough bunch, but every single one of us realised as we entered that what we saw was wrong. There was a young woman. There was an older man. And there was a baby. The baby had clearly just been born. It was wrapped in rags and been placed on straw in an animal's feeding trough. It was wrong. Nobody should have to give birth in a place like that. I don't care if they weren't from here. I don't care if they didn't have any money. I don't care if they're not one of us. Nobody should have to give birth in a hostile environment like that. I felt uncomfortable. It felt like I shouldn't be there. But something about the woman made me think that she was glad to see us. She bent down and took up the baby to show us her baby. It felt as if the love that was binding that mother to that child was drawing us all into its embrace. The young woman's eyes danced, and we all stepped forward. I realized that I had been shivering with a very deep chill in my bones, but a wave of warmth surged through me. A wave of peace, of hope, joy, of love. It felt as though this new life, this baby child, was offering us all a new life, whatever we'd done in the past. It reminded me of my youth in the synagogue. Before I'd been so stupid. I remember that we'd been taught that every human born is born in the image of God. I hadn't understood what it meant at the time. But I understood now. Because if every human is born in the image of God, then that baby was the image of God. I was looking at God's face. And God's face was lifted up to me. I bowed down and I worshipped.
See amid the winter snow, born for us on earth below. See the Lamb of God appears, promised from eternal years. Hail, thou ever blessed morn, hail, redemption's happy dawn. Sing through all Jerusalem, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Lo, within a manger lies He who built the starry skies, He who throned in heights sublime sits amid the cherubim. Hail the ever-blessed morn, hail redemption's happy dawn. Sing through all Jerusalem, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Say, you holy shepherds, say, what your joyful news today. Why then have you left your sheep on the lonely mountain steep? Hail the ever-blessed morn, hail redemption's happy dawn. Sing through all Jerusalem, Christ is born in Bethlehem. As we watched at dead of night, lo, we saw a wondrous light, angels singing peace on earth, told us of the Savior's birth. Hail the ever-blessed morn, hail redemption's happy dawn. Sing through all Jerusalem, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Sacred infant, holy child, tender love so pure and mild, comes from heaven's highest bliss down to such a world as this. Hail the ever-blessed morn, hail redemption's happy dawn. Sing through all Jerusalem, Christ is born in Bethlehem.
We're coming now to our prayers. Particularly want us to remember this morning in our prayers Stephen, who was going to visit his parents tomorrow. His dad's had a fall and he's feeling he needs to rush home today after he's taken the service at Presbury. So we think of him caring for his family, and if it takes longer than expected, I'm sure we will be supportive as a congregation. And just a word on John. He had a fall earlier in the week on Tuesday night, and he's making good progress. So we remember him in our...
Rather bruised and battered.
Okay, so we remember him as well. We had our Poynton Fest celebration on Tuesday here, and I had hoped to be selling gifts for Embrace the Middle East, a charity that supports all people within the Middle East who are suffering as a result of the various wars that are taking place there. Unfortunately, the goods didn't arrive. They got there quite promptly at 11 o'clock the following morning, which wasn't a lot of use. But I have put a stall outside at the back, and if anybody would like need some last-minute Christmas cards or notelets or some little gifts, or the Christmas tree is looking a bit bare, there are some Christmas tree decorations, please feel free, I will willingly sell them to you. I've used some of the items that are for sale as a focus for our prayers this morning, so you'll be able to see some images on the screen behind you. At the Advent study group on Wednesday evening, we were thinking about Advent as a time of waiting. And it struck me for the first time that I've always thought of Advent as a time when we are waiting for God. And I wonder if there is also a sense in which God is waiting for us. Let us pray to the God of love. Dear God, we are waiting. We are waiting for the fullness of your kingdom. We are waiting for the coming of your Son once more. We are waiting for you to rule our world. Let us remember, though, that you have no hands on earth but ours, and that your coming is partly dependent on our action. Let this Christmas be a time of preparation, not just for Christmas, but to work even more powerfully for the coming of your kingdom. Next slide, please. God of peace, we pray for the regions of the world where there is war, where cities that once flourished have been destroyed, where people who once lived in community have been dispersed. We pray that your peace will reign once more, so those places can flourish again, so that their inhabitants can return, and that families and communities can live in love and peace once more. We pray for all those who are troubled, people who are troubled by the reality of the circumstances in which we live, or by the way their minds function. We pray for those who are obsessive or anxious or troubled. May the dove of peace descend to them as it descended to you at your baptism. We pray for all people who feel their lives are in pieces, who feel they need putting back together. We remind everybody that they are born in the image of God, and we hope that they can be rebuilt to show that image and to live lives of fullness and wholeness. We give thanks for all of those who care for our environment, who want to see this world as a green and blue planet, an oasis in the heavens, a wonderful place to live. For all those who are prepared to plant seeds for new growth and a better world. We pray for ourselves. When we are lost in the grief of the world, when we are lost in a world that appears to have no meaning, when we are lost and there seems so little hope, give us a vision of a new world, a multicoloured world in which people are from all backgrounds, of all identities, can live together in hope and joy and peace and love. Amen. Let us sing our closing hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Footsteps. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come. salvation. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exultation. Sing, all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore.
Let us all go into the world this Advent to prepare for the coming of our Lord. And let us wish each other the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Amen.
Can I just say one moment, Richard, please stay there. We'd just like to say thank you, well, I would anyway, on a wonderfully reflective, true spirit of Christmas. It was multi-generational, which can be quite an achievement, but it was lovely to have something that was not just tables of food, but, you know, groaning under the weight of food, but what Christmas really, really is about. So thank you for one of our four services this Advent. And I forgot to remind you that the service next Sunday is not here. It's a circuit service at Macclesfield. But in the afternoon at 2:30, there will be a service here led by Mandy. It's a reflective one. It says for the bereaved. But as Mandy says in the notices, you don't have to have lost somebody recently. We've all been sad for various reasons and can be sad at Christmas as well. So this is a service, if you'd like to come, to celebrate being together, I think, to grieve what we've lost, but to reflect on what we've still got. And that'll be here at 2:30 next Sunday afternoon. There'll be tea and cake to follow afterwards. But meanwhile, thank you for today, Richard. Wonderful. Thank you very much indeed.